You're listening to a rebroadcast of State of the Union. Tune in Tuesdays at 1:30 for the live broadcast on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Good afternoon. You're listening to State of the Union, the official radio show for the undergraduate students on CFRU 93.3. My name is Demetria Jackson, and I am the External Affairs Commissioner at the Central Student Association. As some of you may know, there is a provincial elections coming up on October 6th, and for the next couple of weeks, the Central Student Association will be covering key issues that are important to students in the upcoming elections. This week, we will be discussing post-secondary education and the tuition framework. Of course, tuition is a huge issue for students attending any post-secondary institution. And actually, a recent study released from Statistics Canada shows that for yet another year, Ontario ranks first for the highest tuition fees in the entire nation. With an increase of 5.1% in tuition from the last school year, tuition on average has rose $324 from $6,316 in the 2010-2011 year to $6,640 to this upcoming year, 2011-2012. Tuition in Ontario is even higher than the nation's average of $5,366, and that's a difference of almost $1,300. Ontario is higher than the nation's average. Even though New Brunswick ranks second for the highest tuition fees in Canada, with $5,853 as their provincial average, Ontario still outranks New Brunswick by charging an additional $787 per student on average. And so I was really appalled by this, and I wanted to see what other students thought about the study, or if they had even seen the study. So I went out and I asked students to comment on whether or not the findings from the study from Statistics Canada bothers them, and this is what they had to say.
Yep, a lot. Even a $300 difference is pretty huge. Like, mm-hmm. when you're sitting at a point where sometimes you have like $20 a week, and then you think about paying an extra $300, that can actually get you through a month. So it's pretty significant, I'd say.
Yes, it does.
I think there needs to be more regulation for tuition. The issue has been addressed many times. At the very least, I think our government should cap it so tuition can only rise according to the cost of living. If not, have it frozen for a very long time.
That definitely bothers me. Another thing is that Ontario students get the lowest per student funding out of any province. And there's no reason why this should be happening at all. Like, it's about priorities, and obviously the McGuinty Liberals have decided to lower corporate tax rates instead of lower tuition and help students and workers out.
I wouldn't say it necessarily bothers me. I'm much more of a matter-of-fact kind of person. I'm like, well, that is what it is. And it shows where the priorities of the province are, and it is what it is.
Yeah, it does, because I think that everyone should have the equal opportunity to be able to attend post-secondary education no matter where they're from in the country. And I think that if tuition was more evenly spread out, if the cost of tuition was more evenly spread out throughout the country, then that would give that chance to more people.
Yes, as a student who's been to school in Manitoba as well, where at the time I was there they had a tuition freeze, and who doesn't have a lot of money personally, I rely on loans and grants, it is troublesome that the rate is rising so quickly and is already higher than that of other provinces.
I would say yes, it does. I think in my university career, I've seen lots of students struggle to pay for tuition, to pay for their residence, to pay for their room, groceries, whatever have you, and the mounting tuition fees just add to that stress. So yeah, it does bother me.
And so there you have it. The common concern among students seems to be that, you know, students are concerned about the accessibility or inaccessibility of post-secondary education, specifically in terms of financial accessibility and the impact it will have on not only this generation, but future generations as well. And so, you know, these current stats released by Statistics Canada clearly bothers undergraduate students. And so I asked them, you know, if they could ask the politicians to do one thing with regards to post-secondary education, what would they ask? And here was their response.
I'd like for them to make it a higher priority, because it's not... Not even, I think, we know that by investing in education, it's a long-term investment that benefits the country down the road. It creates a stronger base for the country's economy 10, 15, 20 years down the road. Better educated country makes smarter decisions, generally speaking. So I'd ask them to make it a higher priority. You know, my big issue with politicians is they're always short-term thinking. Education is a long-term thinking, because its dividends pay long-term.
One thing that won't cost them anything, cabinets will cost a living, at the very least.
Okay.
In addition to referees. Slash reduction.
I love to ask them to reduce it. That'd be wonderful. I think that being more realistic, I'd love it if they just froze it and had a strict either promise or rule on paper, whatever have you, that gave this freeze for X number of years.
I'd say consider funding it entirely. It's something that's beneficial for the entire society, for the economy even, and a lot of other places find the money to do that. And it's even one, I remember, sorry, when they cut the GST by 1 cent, I saw like a little write-up that was just showing that if they just reallocated that money, that alone could have paid for like post-secondary education. So it's, I don't know, look into that in the long run, just funding it entirely.
I would ask for them to provide a plan to freeze and lower tuition fees. I think tuition's way too high. The average debt is over $30,000 for the graduating student. And I think if you did this, it would increase affordability for universities and equal the playing field for different people in Ontario.
I would ask that it be made more accessible to more students, meaning that even for middle-class families right now, it's hard to send kids to school, especially if you have multiple children in the family. And I would ask that tuition, either the costs be lowered or be partially subsidized so that more people had the chance to attend school.
I would ask to look at making post-secondary education more accessible to students from marginalized backgrounds, particularly Aboriginal students, who are severely underrepresented in universities.
So there you have it. We have a different mix of what students want their politicians or want their party leaders or you know, want their candidates to address. And some of the things that were mentioned, if you're just tuning in, were, you know, making post-secondary education a higher priority. You know, we're the next generation, and how this government and next governments will handle the tuition framework and support for post-secondary institutions will affect how we live out the rest of our lives, essentially. Another thing that was mentioned was thinking about how, you know, again, how the decisions made by this government, you know, the newly elected government will affect students long-term, and making sure that we're setting up our generation for success rather than failure. Freezing and reducing tuition is a common one, of course. Students just think that tuition rates are just too high, and we need to do something about it. And a reduction in tuition, a freeze is, you know, the first start, but a reduction in tuition is really what we need. You know, I mentioned some stats earlier on from Statistics Canada about how, you know, for another year, Ontario is the highest ranked province in Ontario with the highest tuition fees of over $6,000, raising, you know, 5.1% from last year. And this is just truly unacceptable. And, you know, students are voicing their opinions on this. And I hope, you know, that politicians and that the party leaders and, you know, the candidates continue to address this issue and take it as a serious one. Another thing that we heard here was making post-secondary education accessible to everyone, but specifically marginalized communities, because those are the communities that that face the most barriers to achieving higher education and getting the jobs that actually pay more. and, you know, being represented in these higher paying jobs. You know, these are the communities that face systemic barriers with racism and sexism and homophobia and heteronormativity, and, you know, abilities and disabilities, and, you know, just a whole different complex, a bunch of complex issues that, you know, are difficult to deal with on a daily basis, but even more so when you're faced with a financial burden on top of everything. So now we're going to be talking about what the actual provincial Ontario parties are talking about in terms of post-secondary education and what they're promising students. And we're going to get into kind of, you know, the nitty-gritty about who's eligible, how much it's worth, and those kind of details so that everyone's fully informed about, you know, how these promises will actually roll out if that party is elected. So the first one, I guess we'll start with the Liberal Party. The Ontario Liberal Party, they announced their tuition framework or their tuition platform with their party platform. It's called Forward Together, and that was released on September 5th. And so they've promised to reduce tuition fees for most full-time college and university undergraduate students with a new grant worth 30% of average tuition fees. And so, you know, you might think like, well, who's eligible? Is that everyone? As they've been talking about, you know, 5 out of 6 students will benefit. Well, what does that mean? So you have to meet a certain criteria, right? So the first is you have to be a dependent. So you have to be out of high school for less than 4 years. The second is you have to be a Canadian citizen, a permanent resident, or a protected person, as they define it. The third is you have to be an Ontario resident. Your student or your parent has to have resided in Ontario for 12 consecutive months prior to beginning study. So, you know, there is a threshold there. A full-time student, so you would have to take at the University of Guelph 4 classes to be considered a full-time student. You have to be in satisfactory academic standing or you lose the grant essentially. However, the moment that you do, you know, get off academic probation or become of satisfactory, you know, academic standing, then you'll get the grant back, you know, providing you meet the criteria I just mentioned above and the ones that I'll be mentioning right now. You have to be studying towards a college or undergraduate credential, excluding secondary or second entry professional programs. So that includes medicine, law, dentistry, optometry, etc. So, yeah, you just have to be studying towards an undergrad credential or program. You have to come from a family with a combined parental income before taxes of less than $160,000. And so they quote, about 5 out of 6 students will be able to benefit from this, this grant. So the grant is worth about 30% of average tuition fees and will increase accordingly each year as tuition rises. And so they're approximating it at about $1,600 for all university students this year. And if, you know, the Ontario Liberal Party gets elected, then they will be giving half of the grant and in January 2012, so they'll be making that available. So that basically means that $800 if you're in university and $365 if you're in college will be given to you in January 2012, provided that you meet the criteria I mentioned earlier. There's a lot of things that are unclear, but what has been clarified is that the grant will come off the students' tuition bills, and that will happen automatically without a separate process. So it should be fairly simple. So, you know, hopefully that there will be some clarity and not so much red tape around it, you know, if the Ontario Liberal Party gets elected. Students might also be concerned in terms of, you know, well, I get OSAP, the Ontario Student Assistance Program, and, you know, is this going to affect how much I can get from OSAP? And so they've assured, you know, students that it will not affect, you if you're on OSAP, it will not result in a reduction in financial assistance. and it's not an outright tuition reduction. It's a grant, right? So you'll be okay. In terms of tuition fees, the Ontario Liberal Party has announced its intention to continue regulating fee increases to no more than 5% annually as it does now, but they haven't publicly declared the percentage increase that will be allowed. And so not sure when they're going to release that, but hopefully, you know, they take some serious, they take a serious look at, you know, the tuition framework and how it's increased in the past 8 years.
If you're looking for power, you certainly come to the right place because you are listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. 250 watts of community power.
Provincial elections are coming up fast. On September 28th, Student Life and the CSA will host an official candidates debate in the University Center Courtyard from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Visit studentlife.uoguelph.ca/lce/vote and mypolitics2011.com for information on all of the candidates and their parties. Then send your questions for the candidates to citizen@uoguelph.ca by September 26th at 4 p.m. Come out and put your politicians to the test, and don't forget to vote by October 6th.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of State of the Union. Tune in Tuesdays at 1:30 for the live broadcast on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Moving on to the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party. So their announcement was contained within the party platform Changebook, which was released early in the summer, May 29th. And further clarification was announced on August 22nd. And so their promise was to reduce the parental contribution expectations for Ontario student loans, to increase availability of grants and loans, primarily for middle-class families. And so, you know, when talking about who's eligible, it's students who are eligible for the Ontario Student Assistance Program. So students who are eligible for OSAP will be eligible for this. So in terms of, you know, who will be impacted with what the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party is offering, the change will help students who do not currently receive the maximum OSAP funding, right? So it's for students who are currently receiving the less than the maximum assistance, but still need more assistance. And also it will open up OSAP eligibility to more students. You know, one of the concerns or, you know, the criticisms of the current Ontario Student Assistance Program is that, you know, there are students out there who actually really need financial assistance, and because of the rules and regulations that are in place with OSAP right now, it's just not available to as many students as it could be, and so this is what the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party has offered. No date has been specified in terms of when it will start. And the earliest the changes could be implemented is for the 2012-2013 academic year. In terms of what will happen with the tuition fee framework, the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party has not announced its intention to extend or amend the framework, but have said that they are not looking towards a tuition freeze, and it seems like they won't entertain it. And so, you know, the framework ends at the end of this academic year, 2011-2012. And so, yeah, nothing has been mentioned on that front. Moving on to the Ontario New Democratic Party, their announcement on tuition and post-secondary education was announced on September 15th. And they have promised to freeze tuition fees for the next 4 years and eliminate provincial interest on Ontario student loans. And so who's eligible? Well, all non-international students will be eligible for the tuition freeze, and all OSAP recipients, in addition to anyone currently paying back Ontario student loans, will be eligible for the interest relief. And so under the current tuition regulation, average tuition fees are allowed to increase by no more than 5% annually. And so what this means is under the current tuition regulation and framework, we would have seen an increase of $330 in tuition fees into the 2010-2013 year. And so under tuition freeze, what that means is that won't happen. So rates will stay as they are right now, and they will stay that way for the next 4 years. That's what the Ontario New Democratic Party is proposing. And so they are saying that it would start 2012-2013, so the next academic year. In terms of the Green Party of Ontario, they were also early birds and released their platform, It's Time, on May 25th. And so their promise was to fund a tuition freeze for the next academic year. So that's the 2012 to 2013 school year, and to index all further increases in tuition to the rate of inflation. So in terms of eligibility, all non-international students will be eligible for the tuition freeze and continued regulation. And again, that increase of $330 that I mentioned, that would likely be seen in the 2012-2013 academic year, will not be seen if the Green Party is elected. In terms of regulation to the rate of inflation, tuition would likely increase, you know, the 2% rather than the 5% annually currently. If you have any more questions about the party platforms, you can check out, you know, their individual sites. You can check out mypolitics2011.com, and that is a website that has been created by the Central Student Association. And later on this week, we'll be releasing a document that actually takes a look at their platform for healthcare, for jobs, for the economy, for tuition, for post-secondary education, for elementary, you know, for primary and secondary education as well. And kind of just takes a look in a semi-chart form what they're offering for Ontarians for the next 4 years. And so if you're interested in that, it will be on that website by the end of the week. And yeah, if you have any further questions, you can definitely email myself, Demetria Jackson. And yeah, you can email CSA, E as in elephant, X as in xylophone, T as in telephone, at uoguelph.ca, or you can email csaexternal@gmail.com. So as I mentioned before we took our little break, there are two more questions that I asked the students who were interviewed earlier on in the show. And the first one was, you know, why do you think students need to be a part of these conversations? And why do you think that students need to care about the rising rates of tuition? Why is this an important issue? And this is what they had to say.
The cost of tuition, what you pay now, will affect your future, because once you finish, you will have that debt. And speaking from my mom went to college for nursing, and it was only last year that she finally paid off her OSAP payments, and that was 15 years later. So a $60,000 debt, even $30,000 debt, will follow you for a long time, especially if you plan to have a family, have a car, mortgage, etc., etc.
Most students pay for their own tuition. Some students don't even know how much tuition they're paying if they don't deal with themselves. Some, I know, have direct banking through their parents, but I think that students really need to care because it's their future, their livelihoods that are impacted. And then once they're done university, college, it will be our children, their children, that are impacted. It's very difficult to get a job once you're done university or college, and the rising tuition just, it makes student debt increase. It's harder for students to finish their education at some times because they're worried about having a part-time job or how to support themselves when they're going through school.
Well, I mean, ultimately, it's the students who are paying it, right? It's easy to sort of overlook long-term tuition raises because by the time they take effect, you yourself will quite possibly be out of school, but I don't think it's really terribly difficult to empathize with the position of future students.
I think students should care, and I think students do care, because it's something that affects them personally if they want to go to school, and it affects them in the future if the majority of people their age aren't able to, then that means the majority of people their age later in life won't have a post-secondary education. And I think that that's something that would greatly affect the economy, the social construct of the whole country.
Well, because we have to pay for it. Seems pretty straightforward. We have to pay for it, but more and more importantly, it sort of sets the culture for the country moving forward. So it's not just us that we're worried about. It's, you know, if this continues, what's it going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when some of us will be having kids going to university, maybe. You know, that's what I think is most important.
Yeah, so what you heard there was, you know, students responding to the question, why should students care about rising rates of tuition and the inaccessibility of post-secondary education? And, you know, most of the answers were, well, you know, it affects us the most. And, you know, we heard a lot of students thinking about not only our generation, but, you know, future generations and how that'll affect not only us, but our kids and our kids' kids. And, you know, if we keep going down this path, what does that actually mean for Ontario and what does that mean for our future? And also, you know, of course, there are concerns around, you know, it makes it harder for us to finish our education in the allotted time, you know, increasing tuition rates. It filters who you want to be in certain jobs because of the affordability or the lack thereof of post-secondary education, right? So those kind of issue, it's not an equal playing field. And so, you know, you're basically picking and choosing who you want to obtain higher, what we call higher education. And these are core issues that students are really interested and passionate about and want to see a change. And I think it's great. So the next question that we heard that I asked them was, you know, why should the general population of Ontario care about the rising cost of post-secondary education? And this is what they said.
This is our youth, not only the youth of Ontario, but the youth of Canada, the world. The rising cost of tuition will impact how future students will be able to access education. And if it's not accessible to only the very wealthy, then it's not really a good educational system.
Because it hurts the country as a whole. You know, education is so important in terms of helping develop the country, and by making education less accessible, you're narrowing the amount of people who are well-educated that can do these higher jobs. It's detrimental to the whole country. It's detrimental to everybody down the road.
I think the general population should care because university is and post-secondary education is a way to create an equal playing field. Also, people need jobs. If people want to have jobs, they need to go to university or post-secondary education. I also think the general population should care because when there are barriers and different students can't make it to university just because of affordability, it's just simply unfair. And university should depend not upon wealth, but upon like how much knowledge someone has.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you want more information, again, you can go to mypolitics2011.com. There will be a platform or a document that will outline the platforms of the four major parties. So the Green Party of Ontario, the Ontario Liberal Party, the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party, and the Ontario New Democratic Party. And that will be released by the end of the week. So keep checking back. You'll see there. We also have a listing of our events that are going on. The most notable one next week, Wednesday, September 28th at 4:30 p.m. in the University Center Courtyard. We will be holding an all candidates debate. This year, we're doing something different. We're asking people to give their questions in ahead of time so that we can kind of structure what people want to hear about and how to structure the time that way, and so that we're giving enough time for all the issues that people want to hear about. So if you would like to ask a question, and here.
Going fishing all of the time, baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, catch more fish than you. Lady Blues.
Tired of fishing around in the waters and waves of FM morning radio and reeling in nothing but the same old bottom feeders and boring repeats? Try Fishing with Boston from 9 to 11 Tuesday mornings on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph and catch a wide range of new